Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Yes, indeed. Jesse Jane Duff joining us this morning. Jesse Jane, how are you?
Hey, good morning, motivator. I saw your shirt. I went to retweet, and there you are with your Kansas City Chiefs shirt on. You know, I'm happy for you. I really am. And I was supporting them all the way because I was like, man, I want to see them back in the Super Bowl. It was such a tough run the last time. So congratulations. But I did retweet a priest. He said, I like being a Lions fan because then you never have to stress out in a playoffs game.
And up until recently, being a Bengals fan was the same thing. Like, it's been 30 years since they made the playoffs. So
You know, I do have to agree with a lot of people. Even the commentators were saying that was an even Steven game, like literally tug of war all the way to the end. And it ended up, I think a lot of people are really upset with the NFL making it a coin toss. But I won't say that. I know I'm in Missouri right now. I got to be like quiet. Like, y'all take it this year. You can fix the rules next year, right?
Yeah, and the Chiefs were complaining a couple years ago when it didn't turn out their way about the overtime rules. So I don't know if they're going to fix it or not. I hope so. I really do. So what do you think about these polls that are out saying 7 out of 10 Americans agree with us now that the country's headed in the wrong direction?
Well, they should all be worshiping us now, right? They should all know that we were right all along. Like, I never told anybody they were wrong, but hey, I guess they're wrong, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's crazy. I mean, it's so here. When I was on the campaign, I want everybody to know I was going all across the country, and we were saying things that we believed Joe Biden would do, but we didn't unequivocally know, you know, like we didn't know it would happen this fast. He literally made us all look like prophets. Like, the first day, the 17 executive orders, the bulk of them were to reverse Trump policies. The bulk of them. And he continued doing that. Very few were about going after COVID-19, increasing American policy. No, it was reverse what Donald Trump did. So hence, we're all sitting in the gas station now, seeing what a lack of energy independence really means. That's $7 a gallon, $5 a gallon, whatever it is you're paying to fill up your car, but it's probably double what you did under President Trump. We're all seeing the 2 million illegals come in. We're seeing the right to vote being granted to people who are non-citizens. We're seeing a debacle in Afghanistan. Oh, but the man who doesn't want war now wants to go meddle in Russia and the Ukraine. I mean, it's just insanity at its highest peak, and the incompetence, and sadly the mental incompetence of his cognitive decline is just stunning that Democrats thought this was a good idea. But of course they did, because it would cover up everything they were trying to hide. They had to get their useful cognitive decline eunuch in charge, because they knew he wouldn't have the intestinal fortitude to go after Hillary Clinton or go after anything that happened in the FBI. In fact, he was going to make sure it was reinforced. We still have an FBI that's corrupt. We know this by looking at the J6 prisoners. I'm sorry. Am I on a monologue?
Yeah, I need to stop. You're on a rant. You're on a soapbox. That's okay. We appreciate that. So how do you feel about the U.S. troops to Ukraine?
Well, I'm sure you already know that answer. It's like I can't say exactly what a gunnery sergeant would say on the air without you having to press the beep button multiple times. Really? Really? Yeah, idiot, you killed 13 of them on the way out of Afghanistan. How many do you plan on getting killed in a debacle on the Ukraine-Russian border? First of all, why'd you lift the sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? That enabled Russia to have energy independence and control of energy flow throughout Europe. Why is it that Germany now will not allow us to use their airspace? Because they don't want to piss Russia off. It's winter time. They need that fuel. Because of what Joe Biden did, his first few days in office is exactly why we are in this position. He enabled and he empowered Russia. But the left, oh my goodness, always said it was Donald Trump who was colluding with Russia. It was Donald Trump that was enabling Russia. When in fact, Donald Trump put forth some of the strictest sanctions against Russia. The left-wing media never reported it correctly, and they still won't report it correctly. If U.S. troops get sent over there, shame on you, Joe Biden, because you now have ensured that the Republicans will sweep the House. Well, they've already ensured that, but you are going to have massive uprise. I would say that our military is sick and tired of being the police force of the world. If it's no imminent threat to the United States, we have no business stepping in there, and you need a vote of Congress to use any military force. So don't do it. Numbnuts, don't do it. Can I say numbnuts on the air? I'm sorry.
I don't see why not. I think we're good.
Okay,
there.
Good.
I just checked with the FCC. We're all good. That's good.
Okay.
Jesse J,
wow.
Listen, I got you fired up this morning. Are you in D.C.?
No, I was last week. I was co-host on Cortez and Pellegrino all week, but I'm back in California, the land of real fruit and nuts. But, I head back to D.C. every few weeks, the other land of fruit and nuts. Like, I'm drawn to these Democratic locations because I feel they need me.
Exactly.
They need me. They need to get yelled at. They really do.
They need the influence of Jesse Jane Duff for sure. Well, we appreciate you every week. Thank you.
Well, thank you, y'all. Take the hill.
It's going to be a long week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.